Hello, Saints. SafeguardYourSoul.com here. Todd Tomasella. Wanted to talk about the rigged system. Yeah, you've heard the term. The system is rigged, and I got good news for you and I today, and that's that the gospel system, the divine economy that God has set up for us through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, is a rigged system. That is, it is a divine system that is rigged for you and I to win. Not only now, but in eternal glory. Not only can we taste and see that the Lord is good in His resurrection power, glory, and grace in our daily lives, but we are going to enjoy and experience that for all eternity. If we be dead with Him, we shall also live together with Him, not only now, but in eternity. That's what we read in Romans chapter 6, verse 8. I want you to listen closely to the words of the Apostle Paul. In Romans chapter 6, verse 8, Romans 6, 8 says, "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him." Notice, if it's a condition, God doesn't force anyone. He gives us the free moral agency, if you will, the choice, the free will, to choose to be dead with Christ. That's what happened when you got saved, when the Lord saved you. You agreed to be dead with Christ so that you can be risen or raised up with Him, not only in this life, but in that which is to come. "Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him." Romans 6, 8. We're going to live with Him eternally if we do things God's way, and that is doing things the way of the cross. The divine economy of the cross is what we read about in Scripture, in the Lord's instruction and word to us, the centrality of the cross in the gospel and the lives of the individual saints of Christ and in the body of Christ cannot not ever be overstated. Also notice in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us." A stern warning from the Holy Spirit through Jesus' apostle Paul. Notice, if we suffer with Him, and that suffering is going to be the suffering of the cross, the death to self. What a beautiful suffering it is, in that it brings forth the life, it allows for and facilitates the very life of Christ teeming and flowing and abiding in the saints. If we suffer with Him, if we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we'd like to reign with Christ, we must relegate ourselves and understand that there's going to be suffering, but it's a blessed suffering. Notice 1 Peter 4:1, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm, equip yourselves likewise with the same mind or mindset. For he that has suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." Notice, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Notice 1 Peter 4:1, "He that has suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." It's essential that we give way to and allow for the crucifixion, the crucifying of the self-life, so that Christ may manifest in His resurrection power and reign in our lives. And when that's happening, we're ceasing from sin. We're able, divinely enabled, that's the key, to overcome all sin. Amen? That's the victory in this life, one of them, one part of it, that we experience in Christ when we do things His way. We follow Him according to His divine prescription and no other way. Now, it's a shame that so seldom, if ever, we ever hear this message of the cross. And the reason for that is because most people that folks call pastor today are not taking up the cross themselves. They're not denying themselves, taking up the cross and following Jesus, and therefore they're not preaching it. If he's not preaching it, it's because he's not doing it. Make no mistake. Also, Romans 6:7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, some listening to me, or actually everyone listening to me, including myself, have struggled with and suffered the negative consequences, the anguish, the corruption, the guilt, and all the other things that come with sin. But notice, he that is dead is freed from sin. Only those who are willing to die with Christ and be buried are going to be raised up by the Spirit of God in the resurrection glory of Christ to please God, to be fruitful in this life, to be able to rightly, out of a pure heart, worship Christ, and to have the victory over all sin. Now, there are some listening that have perhaps come to the point of giving up. They struggle with the iniquities of the flesh so in such toil and for so long, but yet the good news is that, first of all, God's not willing that any of us should perish. We read in 2 Peter 3:9. Also, the prescription of the Lord to overcome all sin is not wrestling with that sin in the flesh. Sin or the sinful man can't overcome sin. But yet we've tried to do that. We've tried to transform ourselves in our thinking. That's biblical too, but it's not the most important thing. And it will not grant, that in itself will not grant us the victory. We have to first present our bodies a living sacrifice, and then we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. But notice what comes first. We must present our bodies a living sacrifice. That right there is the cross, and that's what gives way to being able to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, which is more than simply thinking the thoughts of God by memorizing, meditating on, and quoting Scripture. Those things are important. Now, don't get me wrong. But yet, at the foundation, the power generator of the grace of God in the Christian life has to be the crucified life. Notice when Paul speaks of being transformed in our thinking in Ephesians chapter 4, we notice that he says in verse 22 and 23, he says, Ephesians 4:22, I'm going to begin there, that you put off concerning the former conversation or way of life, the old man. You got to put off the old man. There must be an old man, if you will, the Adamic nature, if you will, that has to be put off. Otherwise, Paul wouldn't have given this instruction. And that old man is what? Is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Iniquity reigns in all of us, even after we've been saved, if we're not crucifying the old man, if we're not putting him off through the cross and separating him from our lives. And that's something that we have to yield to as we humbly observe the instructions of the original gospel, whereby we learn of the cross, which is at the center of it all, Christ's cross, that he died on to redeem us, and the cross that he commanded us to take up if we're going to follow him. And that's something each one of us has to reckon with today, saints. Are we going to follow Christ according to his stated prescription, honestly, authentically, or are we going to try some other way, which every and any other way is a false gospel, another Jesus, and another spirit. And yet that's all we have in the modern church, basically, with the absence, the intentional absence of the cross. We have some other way going on, some other way to overcome, some other way to walk with God outside of the prescribed cross that Jesus said you must take up in order to follow him, which we're going to get to a little bit more in just a minute. Notice, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the only way to be renewed in the spirit of your mind is to be crucified with Christ and dead and buried, whereby the reciprocal effect of God is to raise you up. Now, if you will die and be buried, that is, enabled by the Holy Spirit and your own will, you're going to be raised up. God will never miss his cue, as Abraham will testify when we're with him in heaven, that when he obeyed God in going to sacrifice his own son, he learned, as he already knew by faith, that God, Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, raised that child, that promised child, up in Genesis 22. And we have to be confident that if we will say, Lord, I'm going to submit to your will, I am this moment going to cry out to you that you must increase in my life and I must decrease, that I am dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. That Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Are you willing? Are you ready? Are you desirous to consent to the death of self so that Christ might reign in your life? The life of self is death. The death of self is life. Amen. The cross is the only divinely ordained instrument that gets to the root of our iniquities and crucifies them not only today but continually. Any other method is an absolute farce. It's a deception and it is a fake. It's fake news, if you will. It is a cheap substitute to the prescription Christ gave us to walk with him. And attempting to live the Christian life outside of the cross is absolute futility. And I think we can all stop right now and agree with that. And not only in word, the word of God, agreeing with the word of God, but also our own experience. I had the pleasure this morning of talking to, fellowshipping with, and praying with a dear brother in Christ who's struggling with temptation and sin. And we both did just that. We agreed with the Word of God that the cross is the only solution for victory. It's the only solution for victory over sin. And we are thankful that it's a rigged system, saints, because we're going to win if we do it God's way. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that he found you today, beloved saints? Aren't you so absolutely overjoyed that he chose you, that he created you, that he found you in your sin? And through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, who shed that beautiful, precious blood on the cross 2,000 years ago, he reached out to you and drew you to himself and granted you faith and grace and repentance unto everlasting life. Amen. We owe our whole lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and bled on that cross for our sins, was buried and raised again by the Father on the third day. And the same Holy Ghost that raised him from the dead, Romans 8:11, dwells in us to quicken our mortal bodies and to quicken our minds right now to begin to think on the things of God, centered always on the cross. We cannot separate Christ and his cross, nor the cross from Christ. Evading the daily cross is open rejection of Christ. It is. It's open rejection of Christ. Let's talk about that daily cross that Jesus has ordained that we take up. Let's look at the words of Christ here in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. In verse 22, Jesus foretells of the cross he would die on to redeem us back to him and the Father. Redeem means to buy back. Remember, at the fall of Adam and Eve, death or sin and separation passed upon all men, Romans chapter 5. And so Jesus tells us that he's going to suffer many things and be slain and raised again the third day, Luke 9:22. Then he says in his very next words, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself, number one. Also, take up his cross daily and follow me. This is the divine prescription for following Jesus. Again, if we don't do it his way, we are fooling ourselves only. Jonah 2:8 says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Also, David said he hated every false way. Psalm 119:104, and any other way but the cross, saints, the cross of Christ, and the one he commanded you to take up, is a false way. This is the literal terminology David uses in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 128. I want you to become familiar with and perhaps memorize these scriptures. Psalm 119, 104. Through thy precepts, he says, precepts meaning the words of God, I get understanding. Saints, do you have the understanding of God by knowing his word? Or are you walking in some of the philosophy and alternate revelation, a false way, he calls it? Psalm 119:104, through thy precepts I get or gain understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. And any other way but the cross, saints, that is in the redemption of mankind through the blood of Christ's cross and the one he told you to take up, is what David calls here a false way. Verse 128 of Psalm 119, therefore I esteem all thy precepts. Are you learning all the Bible, saints? It takes a whole Bible to make a whole Christian. It takes the complete Bible to make a complete disciple. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. They are the truth. Amen. And I hate every false way. Now, are you willing to do things God's way, or are you going to march into eternity to stand before a holy God having done things your way? Think about it. You're summoned to court. You're going to stand before the judge, the earthly judge, in a human court, as an illustration here, and you know what he requires of you, and yet you do something other than that. What do you expect the outcome to be if you walk into that courtroom having not done with the judge, in this case, in this illustration, let's say, righteously, justly, asked you to do? What can you expect? Can you expect that that judge is going to rule in your favor, having complied with what he asked you in the previous court hearing? Or if you didn't comply with what he asked you to do, do you suppose he might rule against you? Well, of course. Now, it's going to be too late once we stand before God if we didn't do it his way. So it would behoove us to become honest, to become sincere in heart, and cry out to God for a pure heart, to do things his way and not our own way. So many will hear from the Lord Jesus, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire at the judgment, for doing things their own way and not his simple way. We all have his word on record, tangibly, in the word, the Bible, and we are absolutely completely accountable to God thereby, because he gave us his word in printed form in our language. For the English-speaking people, that would be the King James Bible. And we see this in no more clear of a fashion than in Luke 16, when the rich man who died and went to hell because he did not serve God, he did it his way, as Frank the Rebel Sinatra sang, "I did it my way." You know, the world gloats in that, "I'll do it my way." Well, their way is what David called a false way and leads to eternal damnation. Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." You know why? Because few are willing to say, "I did it his way, God's way, not my way." Amen? That is Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. So Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." If it's not daily, by the way, it's not at all. Anyone not following Jesus daily is already backslidden, is at best lukewarm, and as sure for hell as if they were already there. So Jesus says, "Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me, and whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." Losing our lives for his sake means preferring him above ourselves. And we've got to ask ourselves, each of us today, who do I love most? Do I love Jesus or do I love self? The denial of self comes from loving and preferring Jesus above ourselves. Notice, let's talk about the three things Jesus says here to follow him. Deny self, take up the cross daily, and to follow him. What do those things mean? Let's explore that a little bit and take a shot at what Jesus is telling us here in Luke 9:23 and 24. Give up your own will. That would be, deny self would mean to give up your own will. Remember, Jesus cried to the Father before he was going to the cross, "Not my will, but thine be done." That is a great prayer for us today, saints. That's Luke 22:42, I believe it is. "Not my will, but thine be done." To look to the Father, to look up and say, "Lord, not my will, but thine be done." I tell you what, taking these cross scriptures to prayer is going to change your life, because God's going to hear it, and he's going to give the grace needed to bring that to pass. I don't know about you, I'm excited that we have a 66-book canon as a prayer guide, and none more important, after you're saved in particular, than the cross scriptures that you're hearing in this message. And let me say this also. We've got three books that are directly concerning the cross, which is the central message of the gospel, the original gospel. And those books would be called, number one, "I Die Daily." That's a quote out of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31. Paul said, "I die daily." And that is a cross book. You can find it on Amazon or on safeguardyoursoul.com. Also, the next one is called "Raised Up." That also is verbatim scripture, "Raised Up." And number three, the third one is called 31 Cross Prayers. It's a devotional, if you will, with a pretty brief prayer to pray that God would incorporate the cross that we're talking about on this message in our daily lives. And the testimonies are on each of the landing pages, if you will, for each of these three books. I highly recommend them. Again, they're available on safeguardyoursoul.com. And there's even if you buy all three together, you get a 20% discount. Highly recommend them for your life and your library. They will change your life because it's only because of the divine substance of the scriptures in them. Amen. Okay, so deny self, take up your cross, and follow me, Jesus said. And he said that's daily, but he's deny self means to give up your own will in preference of God's will, to refuse to follow your own will, to deny self any pleasure which doesn't come from nor lead to God. Amen. All right, take up the cross. What would that mean? Let's say this. Taking up the cross would mean to die to self, to crucify the iniquitous old man, to crucify sin, to cut off the hand, to pluck out the eye, to go against what you would choose to do, that is, in the old man, the Adamic fallen nature, and embrace God's will. Amen. Say, Lord, I want your will in my life, not my will, but yours be done. Please increase in me today, Lord, and anoint me to the crucifixion of the self-life and the self-will so that Jesus, you may reign in my life. Amen. All right, now number three, follow Jesus daily or accompany Jesus in fellowship, in abiding fellowship, and in his mission as he is given in his word and empowers by his spirit and as he leads. Amen. His mission. What was Jesus' mission? We're not going to go into that today, but it's revealed in the Holy Scriptures, which you will read about in the Gospels and in the New Testament Scriptures. Friends, are you excited that God has rigged this whole system? I don't know about you, but I'm overjoyed that we read in 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:57, a memory verse. God gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a rigged system. We win. Sin loses and Satan loses. And all rebels who do it, climb up some other way other than the one he prescribed are going to lose also. But for the righteous remnant, the righteous residue, who are they? They are those who are taking root downward and bearing fruit upward. There's the cross. There's the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ right there, Isaiah 37:31. He said, he used the word remnant too. Amen. That's the few Jesus spoke of who are entering in down the narrow path that leads to life. Amen. Everybody else, the masses, and even the masses of those who claim to be Christian today, are going down the broad way that leads to eternal destruction, and it's a one-way trip. It's irrevocable. So we might want to consider, and I can only do that for me, and only you can do it for you, we might consider doing things God's way and not our own way, amen? And only they will experience not only victory now, let me tell you, if you're not overcoming sin, you're not saved for heaven, I can tell you that. There's nothing that could be clearer in the New Testament Scriptures. See, Jesus came to save you from your sins, not in your sins. Matthew 1:21, John 1:28. He came to purge us from all iniquity, Titus 2:13. Amen? Okay, so if you're not overcoming sin, you're not ready for glory. If you're not overcoming sin, if you're not saved from sin, then you're not saved for eternal glory. Romans 6, etc. You know we live in a day of great apostasy when Christians are not even hearing this message, the message of the cross, which gives and grants the victory of God, and every saint who's taking up their cross, denying himself, taking up the cross, and really following Jesus, in other words, following him according to his own prescription. To evade the cross, saints, is to remain in and plunge deeper and deeper into darkness. Jesus spoke of men who love darkness rather than light because their own deeds were evil. John 3:19 through 21, they relished and reveled in their sin that they should have been ashamed of. Paul spoke of in 2 Timothy 3, in this last day generation in which we find ourselves living, where men love pleasures more than God. They love self and not the Savior. Those who truly love the Savior want Him reigning in their lives, and therefore they crucify the deeds of the body. It's kind of like the person who works out. Does anybody else work out that's listening to me? We all know, if we work out or have worked out, that there's going to be some pain when you go in that gym. If you're going to be successful, there's going to be some pain. But it's what? It's why do we do it? It's worth the results. Amen? And God has rigged this system so that it will be worth the results of eternal glory. Amen? We suffer but for a season, Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1. Paul writes this in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, for which cause we faint not. We do not faint. Why? Because we have an eternal perspective. Amen? We're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him despised the pain of the cross in order to redeem us. Amen? And we should despise the pain of the crucified life because of the great resurrection blessing it brings now and the eternal abode we will have with Him who has gone before us to create mansions in glory for us to be with Him and the Father. So Paul says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, it's a light affliction, in light of eternity, amen, and the glory that awaits us, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's temporary, worketh for us a far more, exceeding an eternal weight of glory, amen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, beloved, I'm going to stop right there. There's so much more that can be said on this. But I want to encourage you to study, camp out in, and be saturated in the message of the cross of Christ. Amen. On safeguardyoursoul.com, which is a website for your edification in Christ, there are just abundant resources on this cross life, the rigged system, the divinely rigged system of the cross, where we always win with the resurrection, grace, power, and glory of Jesus Christ as we lay aside our lives to let Him reign. Amen. So go to safeguardyoursoul.com. You will see cross resources everywhere. The three books I mentioned earlier, if you buy them all together, you get a 20% discount. Also, the categories is a drop-down menu, category menu. One of them I point you to is Daily Cross. Go to the D's, just hit D, and it'll go straight to D's, and click on select Daily Cross. Okay. Also, T, go to the T, Travis Bryan III. I interviewed him 100 times on the cross, and those are 30-minute segments that are absolutely changing the lives of hundreds and even thousands of people across the globe, God's green globe, amen? Go to the T's, Travis Bryan III. I would say that he's the foremost speaker, revelator, spokesman on the cross of Christ alive today. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've had the privilege of interviewing my good friend and blessed brother in Christ, Travis Bryan. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. And please consider praying for and supporting the ministry. SafeguardYourSoul.com. Blessings in Christ.